You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, and we have Billy Dean Thomas coming on shortly. Billy Dean is also known as the Queer B.I.G., originally from Harlem, mentored by Pharoah Monch, DMC, now residing in Boston. Already nominated for 2 Boston Music Awards and has been invited to perform at multiple museums, including the MFA, Isabella Stewart Gardner, and the Brooklyn Museum. They are also a Mass MoCA resident. I am joined before they get here by K-Ball.
K-Ball it is.
And Amanda.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on?
So, real quick, I gotta shout out my boy Yee and everyone else tuned in, because that little intro was because he hit me up and he said, I've been listening to your show, I've been following it, it's dope, but he is all the way out on the West Coast and it's kind of hard to dive into the Boston scene if you're from out there, because you cannot really follow who's happening and what's going on and who the artists are. It's clear that we know them well, but then we just kind of dive into the conversation, and because we don't ask all the who are you, who inspired you, where are you from, like we don't ask those questions, so it's hard. So what we're going to start doing is giving more detailed introductions. So shout out to Yee, and if anybody else has feedback and things that they think we could do to make the show a better experience, please hit us up. It's at LFOD Radio everywhere. There's an underscore on Twitter, but we'll pop up way before you get to that. You can also hit us submissions@LFODradio.com. Or if you have my number, you can call me. What's happening with y'all, though?
A lot. A lot.
Really?
Yeah. Just a lot of school, man. A lot of school. It's scrambling my head.
Your head is scrambled?
Yeah. A little bit.
All right. But I'm excited to hear what you've got for tonight.
Coherent enough to speak, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about you, Amanda?
I'm chilling. I'm really tired. This is really loud in my earphones. There we go. Yeah. I'm chilling. I just came back from last night, Vibes and Offerings. You were there.
That was dope.
That was dope, right?
Yeah.
Violet Music killed it. June Life, that was my first time ever.
Oh, yeah. June's wild.
Mm. Yo, so he's an Aquarius. Gang, gang. We figured this out because shout out Lee C. Mo. Locks by Lisey on Instagram. Go get your locks.
Shout
tight.
Out Lisey Mo.
That's my girl. But she was like, so you do realize that you both are Aquariuses, right? And I'm like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, I'm February 3rd. I'm like, I'm February 6th. And we just like hugged it out. And I was like, this makes so much sense why his personality is so big on stage. His stage presence was bananas.
Well, when you were yelling at the crowd earlier, I was like, yo, she needs to wake them up because June isn't going to stand for this.
Oh,
either.
No, he didn't. But you know what? DJ Black Action didn't either. Like, no. Shout outs to DJ Black Action because, like, he was killing it, too. He was like, are y'all up? And, like, I have to give, like, major props to DJ Black Action. Gang, gang, he's in the building. He just heard his name. Because I haven't seen a DJ in a really long time use turntables and actually scratch Like, I haven't seen that in a very long time, and I appreciate vinyl. That.
That's such a great thing.
It is a beautiful thing, and he does it with, like, such precision and such fluidity. Like, his transitions were amazing, and I really appreciate, like, the 80s type of 70s vibe. Like, he brought me back to, like, what's that movie that I have in my head? Oh, I just missed it. Like, Superfly.
Yeah, yeah, he had all the quotes.
Yeah, and, like,
yeah,
I like
a
that.
Few people in the crowd mentioned that to me. So.
And Violet, like I said, her son was up there dancing. Yeah.
Video drops tomorrow. That was top secret, so you had to be at Vibes and Offering to see that. You might learn more.
Oh, I'm like, am I okay that I said it? Okay.
I think it's fine now. The music video drops tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did say that.
Off her last project.
That's a fire
track.
Dark
and Stormy. Yeah. She's, yeah. Live, there's another layer of her, too, that comes out. And it's great. Yeah.
I was impressed with her cover, too. Like, she did Aaliyah's One in a Million. Mm-hmm. And that was like, what?
Troy Durden hopped on stage.
Oh, Troy. Is that voice not beautiful? Just amazing. It was a really good, dope show. There was a lot of newbies in the building. Shout out Seti. I don't know where he is here, but he killed
Seti
it.
Seti Zoo. He was singing.
I know. And you could tell it was a track. You could definitely tell it was like something he had in the archive.
But you could also tell he wrote part of it in that room.
Yeah, he definitely did because he shouted all of us out. He definitely did a freestyle in the beginning. Like, Seti's just a beast. Like, I really appreciate his craft. There was a lot of good talent up on the stage last night, and it was different from, like, the last Vibes, which was really cool.
Every other Monday at the Mad Music Mill, 189 Glenway Street.
Mm-hmm. Dorchester.
Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Shout out Bakari, JB, Mad Music Mill, and the whole Woo Factor.
It's a dope, I'm going to stop using dope. It's a healthy
That's
environment. It's a healthy platform. It's great that it's been added to the scene. That was, what, the third one?
Yeah.
And the growth is already amazing. You can pop up. If you're an artist, you want to sharpen some tracks, you can pop up, test things out with a crowd. If you want to perform, if you got an out-of-town act who's coming through,
if you're a musician,
you can set them up. If you're a musician, you can hop on stage and jam with some backing tracks. It's really
all
a comfortable.
Instruments.
You can buy some books. Finesse Litt was there.
You were there.
You can get your LFOD apparel. We sold a lot of sunglasses and fanny packs last night.
Nice.
Fanny packs are coming back.
They're already back. Yeah.
They are definitely here. And
they're satchels,
shout out Bakari's Pops. For
Yo,
the
Pops has.
Did you taste the food last night?
I've only had his drinks, but I saw everybody crushing.
He had some salmon patty. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then he has this other like dessert thing. But shout out to you, Sam. Like, you
no,
killed it.
No, this isn't
it.
About me. This is about
you killed it.
Anyway.
Shout out to Tia's food podcast.
Yeah, yes. We're doing a podcast. If anybody wants to, hey, listen, because we are doing more podcasts. I'm glad you said that. We are going to be cooking up some podcasts on the way from the LFOD podcast network. So if you have, you know, stuff like that you want to talk about, let us know too. If you're an artist and you're thinking about doing a podcast, talk to us. We may be dropping one.
I already know.
Anyway, of course you do. And but also one thing we did, which was cool, was we filmed the whole thing. So we're going to be dropping a video of that, of Vibes and Offerings. So if you're looking for like media coverage, get at us. With that being said, we need to get into is Billy Dean Thomas. We're going to play a few records first, though. I feel like it would be wrong if we didn't play something from Ron Beatty.
Yes, yeah, that was such a great interview. Shout out to Ron Beatty.
Indeed.
Shout out to Ron Beatty. We're going to play that Brown Liquor record.
Mm. That's a good one.
We're going to play that Brown Liquor. And the Ron Beatty podcast is up right now. If you haven't heard that, it's on iTunes, Spotify, LFODradio.com. You can also hear Jansport J, Suicide Squad, and more. This one will be up on all those places as well. It drops sometime around 4 a.m. on Thursday. So if you subscribe, you'll have it first thing in the morning when you wake up. Otherwise, just follow us at LFOD Radio, and you'll get it when we start sharing it and whenever we wake up. Which is usually early, but well, Christiana's on the West Coast now, so it's a new anyway, they don't need to know that. This is Brown Liquor. This is from Ron Beatty. That. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I pray for. Yeah. What time the bank close? See, I came a long way, thank God I made both. Yeah. Do it all, still thankful. And we gon' celebrate with some drink.
Netflix and chill, then I'm appealing my ball and shorts with my balls out. I don't need slow down for traffic. Single parent home with no daddy, but she still call me Zaddy. And all of my n***s they having. And we all took that long ride like T.O. Had me skipping payments, almost got my repo. See, I remember nights when I was sleeping on the floor. Then made it in the house, ain't no more peeking in windows. No.
Remember what I asked for? Spilling brown liquor on the table. Sofa, woke up with everything I prayed for. Yeah, what time the bank close? See, I came a long way, thank God I made both. Yeah, do it all, still thankful. And we gon' celebrate with some drink, bowl.
Learn to cool it now. We on 95, swerving through traffic, we reckless. I can't line. See what my cousins was doing. What you think I end up doing? Hit the ground running like I'm parachuting. Bloodline, bloodline. My father ain't never been broke. I take the same old approach. It ain't take long for me to learn the ropes. I need a 30 for 30 for all the bullets I've been through. All the bullets. It's easy to read through the line. It's harder to point out the truth. Point out the truth. Everybody want to ball till they go nuts on the roof. Nuts on the roof. Everyone know where I'm from. The hat on my head is the proof. My head is the proof. My head is the proof. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Yeah. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Chillin', smoking up a so smoking, chillin', smoking. Yeah. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Yeah. Fit it down, chillin', smoking up a half a pound. Chillin', smoking up a so smoking, chillin', smoking.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Billy Dean Thomas with us. What is going on?
Nothing much. I'm just happy to be here with y'all.
We're happy to have you here with us. It's like extra spicy in here right now. I don't know what's going on. It's Halloween, I think. That's what's doing it.
Everyone's in the spirit.
So, yeah, you got a show this Friday. Oberon.
Super crazy. I'm super excited. It's definitely one of my bigger shows. So I'm trying to go big or go home, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You might go home.
If it's wagging, nobody's... No, I'm kidding. But it's definitely something that I'm really excited about. Full ensemble, pretty much like orchestra setting. I'm really trying to push the hip-hop heads to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got... there's going to be some silent film.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience. It's not just a concert.
Exactly.
Is this the Oberon Theater?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
in Cambridge.
Wow, that's like a stone's throw from my house. I'll have to stop by.
Definitely come through.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Alex will be there.
Yeah.
Get your ticket.
Me and Alex.
Get your ticket, Alex.
I will.
Yeah. So you're doing silent film and stuff. It's gonna be
So it's basically just a lot of visuals. Like I used to direct films. So I really love that element of like mixing the visual with the audio. And so I really have like a couple new visuals that I've been working on, some new material that I've been composing, some live string orchestration. I wanted people to experience something more like a theater as opposed to your generic kind of hip hop concert.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's definitely, stage show has always been important, mm-hmm. but more than ever, especially with the amount of artists, you need to separate.
Right.
In some way, you know. So you have an Rilla Force.
Yeah.
Who we thought we might see tonight. He teased it last week.
I know.
He's going to be DJing as well.
I'm super hyped about Rilla. Rilla is the dude. We're working on some stuff right now. I mean, the project that we put out together is going to blow shit up.
Blow stuff up.
Yeah. But he's super talented artist, DJ, producer. He's going to be spinning at the end of the night just some feel-good vibes.
Yeah, he told me, we spoke, we did a little interview, and he said he doesn't prepare a set list. He mm-hmm. just shows up and goes.
Yep.
So
I trust.
Yeah. Well, he's going to do it, yeah. But so that's cool. So, and the goal of the show is also to redefine the mm-hmm. term. In what way?
So basically, we're in 2018. The images that I was referencing were like 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really wanted to like talk about what that meant to me as a musician, because it originally was a form of visual art.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the darker parts of history, the darker parts of my life, it all just kind of felt right to what's going on today with the country. I wanted to revisit some of that because we haven't really left. And so I wanted to bring that up in the music.
Mm-hmm. So if you could say there was like a goal that you had for this show, what would that be?
Well, there's many parts. If I'm thinking just as a creative, the goal would be for me to break out of essentially all these boxes that I've put myself in and other people have put me in as just the hip hop artist. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to showcase that I do more. A marketing side of things, I'm trying to push the hip hop listener into other realms, if they are now, right? Because not everybody is. So there's a couple different areas I'm trying to push.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to follow up on that a little bit. So. But so you also have new music coming.
Yeah.
When is that dropping?
So I'm releasing some new songs. Nothing's been recorded. I kind of do this thing where I just perform songs without releasing them. So I'm going to be showcasing about 3 or 4 new tracks that I've just composed that nobody's ever really heard. And then as far as like full length project, me and Rilla Force got some irons in the fire.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
So really, okay, because what about, wasn't there a project that you're doing entirely on your own though, where mm-hmm. you're doing every instrument?
So this is pretty much where I'm going to be showcasing some of those tracks.
And that's separate from the Rilla one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have a few things coming.
Some brewing stuff. Mm-hmm. 2019 is going to be crazy.
Okay. How many instruments have you learned this year?
Oh, I mean, I'm not a pro at any of them, but I have 2 drum kits in my room, so I've been practicing drums a lot, picking up guitar, bass as well. I'm dabbling right now.
Killing it.
Trying.
Which one came fastest?
Well, I'm a drummer originally.
Okay.
So the drums is just like sharpening that. But for guitar is hard, man.
Mm.
Guitar is hard, but every time I play, I learn a new chord.
Okay.
So it's starting the Rubik's Cube is
you only need lining 3.
Up. That is very true. Yeah. That is very true.
How's your paradiddles?
I don't know what that is yet. You're a step ahead of me.
On drums? Oh, man.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, man.
I don't know any terms. Self-taught.
Okay. Paradiddles. I thought we were about to have a little drummer talk.
I have no idea. We are not.
I thought we were going to do that. All right.
Polyrhythmic, so, I know that.
Okay, there you go. That's a start. So, all right, so it's been a long path for you to get here.
Yeah.
Specifically into this room. You started in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And you came to Boston for Berklee originally.
I did.
What made you stay in Boston? Why New England? Why not go back to Harlem?
I think New York is just tricky there because there's so many artists and people don't want to pay you at least at that time. Things may have changed, so that was a little bit ago. But at that time, you know, you could play 80 shows and nobody wanted to come out of pocket. So I really wanted to start, you know, cultivating in another place where people would actually pay me for what I want to be my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So New England was definitely that area. Like, I was up in Burlington a lot. I was playing at Smith. I went to Smith. So, like, that was kind of my first test in the water of, you know, performing for, like, college audiences, and that was really supportive. So Boston was just kind of like, okay, this is the closest city. This is more vibrant than like a Northampton or a Burlington. Mm-hmm. And so it's been challenging in a lot of ways, but I'm glad that I stayed so I can learn about fostering my audience.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of artists here as well, but you find it's more supportive?
I'm having a hard time with that.
Well, yeah, because some of the things you're saying and then some of the things I know, I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
more than New York.
Specifically, though, in New York, the paying thing was the biggest factor for
right.
me. Here, there are a lot of artists here as well, but I think that because we're in an environment where you see a lot of the same people at
right.
like the similar functions, that, you know, things seem to be more within reach. It's just about like creating those opportunities, and you can start your own thing and then make that kind of like the hottest thing on the block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different. Like in New York, you can try to start, but it's probably going to take a lot longer.
You heated up pretty
yeah.
quickly here, I would say.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
You think?
From the time I heard about you to the time everyone was talking about you, yeah.
That's interesting, because for me, it feels like a while.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know people were talking. I'm still shocked when somebody says, like, I've heard.
Really?
About, absolutely.
That's awesome. Because it is easy to get big fish, small pond in Boston.
Mm.
And artists get burnt out who are from here because
right.
of that. And then they go to New York or LA. But I like that you stuck here, because that's a big thing we're trying to do, is make it feasible to stick around here and have a fan base and, like, you know, live out here and create.
Mm.
So
I think it's a great place for development. I've been thinking about that a lot more in the last week, even, you know, like to figure out what your business mechanism is as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of organizations here right now that are supporting building an artist, whatever art form that is. And specifically music in Boston right now is kind of taking front and center. Like I was just talking to Amanda off air about this, like the Mass Mocha residencies, those are for visual artists, but they're opening them up. And like
right.
two hip hop artists are residents. Like that's kind of a big deal for them, especially like those kind of institutions. So I think the music is making waves culturally
yeah.
in Boston.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. I mean, Stiz is on the Celtics stuff now, and Tom Brady.
That.
So on every level, it's
yep.
just getting pushed. So
it's a lot of dancer residencies. I went to one in East Boston recently. I didn't even know it was there. It's like a beautiful like harborside apartment.
That's dope.
Yeah. You want to shout him out?
Yeah, Stiggity Stacks.
Oh, I love Stiggity.
Yeah,
that's my man. Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of workshops lately.
He's dope.
Wish I made it out to more of them, but he's spreading a lot of wisdom through the community.
He's a businessman. I mean, he's somebody that I met through these workshops about artist development. Like, he's whispering gems in my ear. I'm like, we got to talk business. Like, they're really developing artists right now. It's going to be definitely like a wave of folks here that are going to be owners of dance companies or labels or studios. Like, there's a lot of that energy right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm feeling too. I mean, we've
I'm
been
excited.
Talking about it. You can feel it building. And
mm-hmm.
it's been, we're going to be doing the State of New England Hip Hop again in December. It'll be our third year. We bring in some ministry guys. And over the years, the conversation has been how unprofessional it is here.
Mm.
And it's been dope. It's been healthy watching people put it together and, you know, really focus on sharpening
yeah.
that and doing it right.
So,
and not scaring away opportunities.
Mm.
You know, so
we ouch here.
We
that's
are
what,
ouch
that's
here.
What you guys say in Boston. We ouch here.
Ouch. Do we say that here?
Yes.
I've never.
You
like,
do.
With
it's like a boozy thing originally.
I know,
and
but y'all be like, we out here.
Our slang sometimes is behind.
It's cool. Y'all out here.
We are out here. Recognize. Respect-nize. That's New York. But
what? Where?
Huh?
Huh?
That's the Rockness Monster. Boot can't click. Anyway,
yeah.
so Where can people that are listening want to connect with you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, website, billydeanthomas.com. Just type me in on Google. Something will pop up. I'm mastering my SEO. So,
yeah.
Billy Dean Thomas.
Very cool.
Master of the SEO.
That is very important in these times, though.
It is. It was very easy to find you. Your site is clean. It's nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You had a photo ready for the flyer for us. We have a few records from you, three. Mm-hmm. Which would you like to get into?
Ooh. Well, what kind of mood are you in right now?
What kind of mood are you in? It's your show. You just took over.
Okay, let's do Dawn.
I like it. Mm. I was going to say, so before I only knew Rocky Balboa,
mm-hmm.
and I like the rest of your album a lot better.
Mm,
not that I don't like that song, but it's almost, I'm so over like rapping about rapping and then hearing like the darker stuff and the,
mm-hmm.
because with Rocky Balboa, it was cool, but it could easily have been like, all right, I had to see something else or mm-hmm. hear something else. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It could have easily been, that's a good song for people that don't listen to hip hop necessarily. Mm,
more the poppy feel. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, listen to this. They yep. can rap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And anyway.
I agree.
Video's fire, though. A lot of dancers in your videos. I like it.
Really? Is that a trend? Only Rocky.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of dancers. In that okay. I want Beetlejuice. There's a little motion.
No, that's one of my that's favorite. Just a party. That's super one of my favorite tracks. For
I appreciate
sure.
that
for right. sure.
Anyway, Thomas, you know what to do. Edit that out. This is Billy Dean Thomas. Dawn, you are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Dawn. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the father or the mamas up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dog. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the mama or the father's up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me. I thank God I'm not empty.
Yeah.
I'm just a dime, don't tempt me.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord, please forgive me.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord, please forgive me.
Yeah.
I thank God I'm not empty.
Yeah.
I'm just a dime, don't tempt me.
Help me, Nino. Help, Senior. Fix your shirt when you see me. I'm not your primo. Montana, Puerto Rican bandana. I do this for the Benjamins and Jacksons, no Janet. My family got problems, trauma deeper than men. Folks split cottons and sandals, dumb wits in my pan, bro. Young baller to travel, went from eating ravioli Ollie. From Brook Avenue, my mama died, I saw the body. Cause we the opposite of Cosby, now I'm sniffing snow. Robin dudes, no Batman, so my angel was an afterglow. In the kitchen, I'm on your mama, but different. Learning lessons from prison, I was there for 5 years. No surprise here, my felonies was big souvenirs. Don't know karate, but was kicking niggas' heads. And when they try to find me and break my wifey, I wasn't born for you to like me. I didn't like me until a woman changed my psyche. She told me that there was another way to bring the price in. So in her hand and in my future's where I put my life in. Dawn. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the father or the mamas up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dawn. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the mama or the father's up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dawn.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dawn.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dawn.
I thank God I'm not empty.
Dawn.
I'm just a dawn, don't tempt me.
Dawn.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dawn.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dawn.
I thank God I'm not empty.
Dawn.
I'm just a dawn, don't tempt me.
Music, you're not doing anything you was saying you was gonna do. You all be tired, we have to do all your stuff so I can come live with y'all and relax.
Ain't no thing of satisfaction, he was bagging rapping.
She was on the corner laughing, rocking bags from sex with hella fly, had a baby rock a bar, and a baby daddy smoking rocks and buying shipments larger than the mom was packing. Puerto Rican, been a princess, but without the jostling. Hustle spirit like she caught the Holy Ghost from dollars. All the jewelry on your neck is looking like a collar. Beneath the bezel, there's a beauty in the beast that follow. And the grandma was the one who raised her, but the mother was the one in danger. In the household, the secrets untold. Stepfather was a daughter raper. She held it deep inside, so she became a paper chaser. And she'll erase you like a bat behind the earring. Even though I know it's God she's fearing, she's never hearing the bullshit. Mouth be popping off, bazooka full clip. Get smacked the nigga, she ain't about to talk it out. You lost, lost.
We are back, Billy Dean Thomas in the building, the Don.
The Don, I appreciate it.
Yeah, the record is a lot more in line with that record than the lead single.
Yep.
The title track, actually.
You hate it.
No.
Yes, you do. It's okay.
No, hate is actually a word. Okay, long-time listeners will know hate is not a word in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But no, I respect what you were saying a lot about that track. I really do. Because I'm really pushing past that. You know what I mean? To try to make things that I still enjoy. Because if I don't enjoy it, why am I making it?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think I was at a place where I was like, oh, this was cool in the moment. And I didn't like it later on. You know, when you sit on a piece and you're like, I don't really like this anymore. And if I feel that way, I should probably do something different.
Yeah, just keep pushing. I mean, you can't. There's plenty of bands that have like a hit that keeps them touring the world and they don't like that song, but they're going to keep playing that song every single night.
Yeah, it happens.
But no, I like the record because you deal with a lot of things. It's dense, but you can get the emotion and the mind state fairly quickly. Mm. How much of it is accurate? I mean, not accurate. How much of it is storytelling and how much is from your life, like different things?
Oh,
about
everything is from my life.
Okay, even because there's parts about, you know, stints in jail and stuff like that's
I've been arrested.
Okay,
but those things are about my parents' lives.
Okay, just putting yourself in their shoes.
Right.
Okay,
so like Don in particular, I wrote from the first verse is my father's perspective. Mm-hmm. And the second verse is my mother's. And that voice that you hear is my mom talking, like, you don't care about the music.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's pretty much, I had an idea years ago to write a story or like an autobiographical book about my family and write from their perspectives, like certain chapters. And so this song was kind of like a culmination of that.
All right. Yeah, why would you write a book when you can write a record?
Yeah. Or both.
Yeah. Mm. How do they feel about it?
So that's the thing. Like, a lot of these songs, they're going to see and hear it live for the first time, and I'm really nervous.
Oh, they haven't heard that?
I don't think my mother has heard any of this.
So they'll be at Oberon?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
My entire family.
Nice.
So it's gonna be interesting. My mom is very sensitive.
Okay.
But it's important because I think one of the things that parents don't realize is that their life is your life too. And so that comes up a lot in my music because I don't want to talk about things that I don't know. But those things affect my family line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they're also very important.
Yeah, I can do a whole podcast about parents and their unintentional impacts.
Parents podcast. Right. You know.
What's that?
Uncle Sam's Parent Podcast.
Yeah, parenting with Uncle Sam. It's a conversation that's been coming up a lot with different people I've been talking to about how to like really repair that connection in a lot of ways and different. It's a whole, like I said, it's a very different conversation. But yeah, so I like the record. I like that song. I like that you're putting yourself in their shoes. At the very least, they could be able to appreciate that.
Right.
It'll be interesting if they're like, that's not how it went. Or if they're like, true. You nailed it. Like,
or if they're just like, I didn't know you knew that.
Right.
You know.
You peeped that? Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess, what message overall are you trying to deliver? Are you trying to connect with them, with other people? Are you trying to say something to the world? What are you trying to get out there?
Yeah. Specifically with this project, I really wanted it to be like a parallel journey with a listener. So like somebody that's also been through these difficulties, whether it's them, whether it's their family, so that they had like a friend to go through it with. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, you have really, really great friends, but they don't know anything about the life that you've lived and they can't relate to you. So it's hard to talk to them. And so in that respect, that's kind of what I wanted to do. But it was also, I needed to, you know, every artist says like, it's a reflective measure. You know what I mean? It's a way for me to reflect and get it off my body. I needed to get rid of it. So particularly that project was about me getting rid of relationships, people, like most of the people I worked with, I will not work with again. So like, there are lots of things that I learned. There are lots of things that, you know, I had to get through it pretty much.
You have to. That's all there is to it.
Yep. And you learn a lot.
Alex, you had some observations as well.
Yeah. Observations about what exactly?
A couple songs.
Yeah. So I was hearing like In Dawn and the Show Too Much one. It's like there's like a heaviness in both of the beats. I could hear that reflected in your lyrical content too. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering like where the topics of those songs came from. You already explained
Dawn,
yeah, mm-hmm. just now.
Well, Show Too Much was really like, it's funny, I was on a plane and the first time, I knew I liked the beat immediately, so Marco Marcel produced mm-hmm. that, and when I was sitting with him and he played it, I was like, in 2 seconds, I know when I like a beat really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm on the plane and I push play and I just started writing. So clearly like it tapped something for me. I was in an emotional space about family, about my siblings. And it just kind of, it was my vulnerable moment, you know? And I don't really have those. Like I talk about a lot of things. And as you said, like with Rocky Balboa, it's a song rapping about rapping. And sometimes I do that when I'm afraid to go deeper. And so Show Too Much was a song that I was not forcing, but I wanted to go deeper and kind of just inadvertently went deeper there because I felt the connection with my emotion. That was the first time I really tapped an emotion. So.
First time.
I mean, to that extent,
yeah.
It's like opening up a vein. Like it really just kind of came. And I'm all my songs are about my emotions, essentially. I'm tender. But I think that that song in particular was really raw.
Like it's me. Terrifying, right?
It was so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first time I performed it, I was terrified. Also because the people I was talking about were there.
Oh.
So you do that a lot with these records.
Yep.
It's easier than having the conversation sometimes, right?
A lot of those things I don't say to most people.
Yeah.
It's just too hard.
That
like
can be
how do you say
though, like knowing they're right there in the
so
crowd.
It's so scary. And looked at the person. One of the people I was talking about, I was like, oh, it's coming. Like, I was like about to spit the line and I was just like, oh my God. Like, I wanted to run away, yeah. But you can't. And that's just a part of writing and telling truths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta speak your truth.
Step in it.
Yes.
So. Must.
It's a hard thing.
Do you want to get into another record or do you want to keep talking? We have options.
Yeah, we keep talking.
Okay.
Why not?
We're going to do a hard segue.
That's cool. Let's do it.
Because I want to talk about this. Pronouns.
I knew it was coming.
Well, it would be a shame.
Drop the bombs.
It would be a shame to waste, you know, this opportunity to have the discussion. Right? So, you prefer they,
mm-hmm.
them, there.
Yes.
There.
You're asking.
Yes.
Out of the three?
No, that is what you
that's
prefer.
That's my preference.
That,
yes. Okay.
Set.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As opposed to, because I feel like that comes up a lot, probably with you, whether you're lumped in with female rappers mm-hmm. or this or that. And I think for fans of you, that's something you want them to know.
Right.
But this is also new ground for you as well.
I mean, new in a sense that, you know, I stopped thinking more about what other people saw when they looked at me and more about what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend Eddie actually says this really great thing about being you know, woman adjacent.
Okay.
And so basically what that means is that, like, I don't identify with, you know, being a woman, but a lot of my experiences are damn near identical.
Right.
And so it's not to say that, like, I don't want folks that love female MCs to, you know, or that they can't resonate with my music, because they can. And, like, we probably have so many similarities. But I just think in terms of gender and what that means to me, which is really nobody else's concern at the end of the day, but, like, for me, non-binary pronouns.
Okay. I just noticed you have the pin as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Deej. Gave me.
So hey, how do you, because this is interesting, because this is a conversation I think that's, I mean, it's starting to happen on a national level. It's starting to happen in hip hop.
Yeah.
Very slowly. I'm sure you don't run into a lot of people like you on your travels through you know, hip hop.
Right.
How would you, like, how do you prefer to get into, like, what is your, I don't know, how do you broach the subject? Like, how does,
like,
it,
like, what my pronouns are?
Yeah. Like, what if someone is, like, not aware and they might want to talk to you, or someone, you know, who they're not sure, like,
how does that,
what's
happen?
A polite way, or what, you know, how do you interpret these things?
I don't come from a place of, like, getting offended, because everybody's learning, and I'm learning too. Even though I'm, you know, I consider myself a queer person, there's still tons of things about other queer people I don't know. And so basically with that first step of, like, I'm not going to be angry with someone if they call me she, or if they say female MCs, and, like, people that I work with and people that, you know, I'm acquaintances with do that all the time in front of me. It happened last week. So, like, that's something that's always going to happen. But I was talking about this last night. It's about, you know, what labor I feel like doing that day. And I'm at a place right now where, like, I'm not in the mood to, like, continuously be like, hey, you know, actually, I'm not a female rapper, and, like, please stop saying, you know what I mean? And so for me, I'm just at a place right now where, like, it's respectful, because a lot of the intention is positive. It's like, yo, you're the dopest female MC, and, you know, and so, like, I understand that positive intention, and I respect that, and I take that. But unless I'm close with this individual and I care in the moment to, like, teach, I'm not in the mood lately.
Yeah.
But that changes sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, hey, actually, you know, it's just about where your energy level is at. Like, sometimes you don't have the energy to be like, nah, my name is actually Tom. Like, you keep calling me Tim. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So, so I, who, that's cool. Because, yeah, I feel like a lot of times it's probably not meant.
No. You know,
but I don't like the fact that we split male and female rappers. Mm, anyway, that's an entirely,
right, whole other podcast.
We could be here all week for that.
Yeah. Right. So, but that is what it is. But yeah, because I think that's, we might follow up on that at some point, because I think it's interesting when you find out, because people find out in different ways, and then I think everyone's kind of unsure, and because some people do not respond in the way you do, a lot of other people are on eggshells, and then it like, instead of having what could be a very calm,
regular
and peaceful
conversation,
you know, helpful conversation, it becomes like these secrets and fear.
You know? Or more like, do you mean like people just being angry, or
just uncertain, which can lead towards anger, or just staying away from it altogether, or
my dad's
just
like
misunderstanding,
that.
You know what I mean?
I think the polite way of, like, addressing that, and if you're not too sure, is just to ask. Honestly,
bottom line.
I actually, I Lyft drive, and I had somebody in my vehicle, and I just asked, I'm like, you know, what is the pronoun that you would like me to refer to? Because we had, like, a pool, like, you know, like one of those Lyft lines. And I just, I find great it, and times. I'm like, you know, is that okay that I asked? And they were like, yeah, actually, that's very respectful. Like,
I love that.
I'd prefer that somebody just ask, as opposed to just, you know, assume. And I feel like sometimes it, for me, because I'm still learning as well, you know, it can feel sometimes awkward, but I'd rather have that, like, quick, awkward moment of asking for 1 second to be polite than to have an awkward conversation after the fact, or even have a reaction as you're talking about, where some people could take it very offensively, because then that shuts down all conversation. There is no time to communicate after that, because now you just offended somebody and they have no interest of getting to know you at whatsoever. So I think the right approach for listeners who are listening is just to ask if you're unsure. People would respect that a lot more.
That goes back to the Tim and Tom thing, because I will do that to people. I'll be like, listen, I'm asking you your name because I care. I know we've known each other for a year now. You think I know you. I don't know your name. I'm asking because I care. If you then want to get offended, that's a whole other thing. Tim and Tom. Maybe that's the easiest way to explain it to people. Have you ever known somebody and you didn't know if they were Tim or Tom?
I'm sure it's happened.
It happens every day.
Right.
There's a Tom listening, right?
Hi, Tom.
He's like, every day.
I'm done.
I finally got tired of correcting people about my name. I think I felt like I can remember the first time in gym class in preschool. I must have been 6 years old that they were like Kenneth, and then I was like, everyone's like, what? When I raise my hand here, and
K-ball.
Yeah, K-ball. He's called me Alex. I have three names, and in attendance sheets, it's always called as Kenneth, and then I always tell people my name is Alex, so they're just what? And I think my sophomore year of college or something, I got called as Kenneth, and I didn't correct the dude, and he just called me Kenneth for the rest of the time, that I knew.
Well, how'd you feel about that?
I don't mind. I'm indifferent.
Kenneth is your actual name.
Indifferent. Yeah. I'm indifferent about the names. I like them both. Yeah. I just am more used to Alex, and it's just this thing where it was I'm finally tired of this. Just call me Kenneth. You know.
That's good though, because it's the same. It's
the
really
same thing.
That's totally why I think both. It's you can understand why someone is hey, I'd actually prefer this.
And right.
To be clear, if you make an issue out of that, you are a supreme word that we can't use on the radio. But
can I just say one more thing though too?
Please. This is your platform.
The importance of names too. That's something I've been thinking about a lot, and that's something that's really been important to my, I guess, evolution as an artist is claiming my name. A name is just as important as a gender, and a name can also be gendered. So there's all these layers of things. Right. Names are just super important. And it's important to let people know what you want to be called. And I remember, so Amanda is really awesome, because the first time I had ever been on the radio was with Amanda. And that was when Amanda Shea was, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's right.
So names are very, that's your imprint.
Yes.
We like Amanda too.
Whatever.
We always call her by her full government name.
Yeah, you and a few others. I let it go.
Never out of it.
No. Even though Deej has been calling me A. Shea, which I actually like that.
I like that too.
I really like that.
A. Shea and K-Ball, let's go.
A. Shea.
It sounds like a morning show.
Wake up in the mornings with K-Ball and A. Shea.
Get your K-Cup, tune in to K-Ball and A. Shea.
Traffic.
8 a.m. traffic hour.
Your Dunkin' coffee.
All right. Before we go, because this is actually LFOD radio. Tia's not here to ask you, so I'm going to fill in. This is the most important question.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm scared.
You ready?
You should be.
What does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die to me means stepping wholeheartedly in your truth, or don't live.
Ooh.
Boom.
Yeah.
Short and sweet, Billy Dean.
Thank you,
Thank
guys.
Thank you. Is it cool to drop the Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally well, after fun. All that, I didn't say all three.
I really appreciate. See, that's love. Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right, well, Billy Dean Thomas.
Thank you for joining us.
This has been dope. If people want to find you, it's at Billy Dean Thomas.
All day.
You will be at Oberon this Friday, November 2nd. Doors at 8?
9:30.
Doors at 9:30.
Ooh, that's plenty of time.
Go eat your dinner.
Eat some dinner. Exactly. Maybe get some drinks. Yep. Come to the party.
And then it's going to be lit.
Wear all black.
All black.
All black.
Oh, there's a dress code?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
All black.
Get weird.
I like it.
Man.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm super excited. I like when artists like take it to a whole nother
level. It's
going to
be crazy. So it's going to be Oberon. Yeah. It's going to be Billy Dean Thomas. It's going to be Rilla Force. We might be there. I don't know if we're on the guest list yet, but...
I got you. Okay. You're on it.
That's my new thing. I pressure them on air.
I see that. I just realized what you did.
It's like, tip.
Media pass, please.
Automatically on.
This will be live on iTunes, Spotify, LFODradio.com. Literally anywhere you could get a podcast on Thursday. Shout out to Thomas, as always, editing this for us, making us sound good. Are you going to do some extra bars for us?
Oh, yes.
We're going to do some extra bars after this. That'll be online as well. Artists, if you're tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. We do not have a guest next week. We will play your records if they're good.
Whoa.
Why is that funny? We'll play
it. Whoa.
Fans, everyone else, at LFODradio. Let us know what you're doing. Hashtag LFODradio, hashtag extra bars. And check out our YouTube if you haven't, because we've been putting a lot of things up there, and there's a lot coming. Basically, our SEO is pretty much with you. If you type in LFOD.
You first?
Yep.
Okay.
I think we actually finally beat Urban Dictionary.
Ooh.
I definitely added us to Urban Dictionary, which didn't hurt. And, just type in LFOD. You'll find us. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been cool. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Great to be here as always.
Yeah, and shout out to Tia. She's studying hard. She'll be back next week.
Love you, Tia.
We do love you, Tia. We're going to get out of here with Show Too Much off of Rocky Balboa, available on all streaming platforms
as
well. All right. See you Friday.
Peace.
Get emotional and vulnerable, I show too much. My heart up on my sleeve like I spoke too much. Show so much. Lately I've been feeling like I show too much. Get emotional and vulnerable, I show too much. My heart up on my sleeve like I spoke too much. Now I'm hotter than degrees cause the flow up. Why they looking at me? Man, I'm wondering when will Nikki grow up? No nuisance, I ain't new to this. Like a new mom with a newborn. Had a kid at 16, passed the state test. She was supposed to be the one. Yeah.